The rulemaking team is trying to help ensure beneficial Piceance Basin/rural area appropriate implementation of that Senate Bill 19-181.
Kirby Wynn is the Garfield County Oil and Gas Liaison.
It's not about having looser rules, it's having rules that fit the geology and the type of industry that we have here that's characteristically different than, say, the oil basin over in eastern Colorado.
Wynn was one of three presenters at the Garfield County Commission meeting this week, updating the board about the county's participation in Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission and Air Quality Control Commission rulemakings mandated by SB 181. Wynn was joined at the meeting by Matt Lepore, consultant with Adamantine Energy, hired by commissioners to advise the county in the state rulemaking procedures, and two other consultants. Presentations included the draft oil and gas flowline rules posted by COGCC on its website earlier this month. SB 181, passed into law earlier this year, requires more public disclosure of the location of flow lines and increased monitoring. One concern commissioners have is that the new state rules would be one size fits all, with a focus on the needs of the Front Range. To that end, the county has been organizing a coalition of West Slope governments to promote the needs of the Piceance Basin. But Kirby Wynn said that angle has shifted.
Initially, where we started was, let's make sure we advocate for sort of a off-ramp in the rules for, if it's the Piceance Basin, the rules will look like this versus, say, the DJ Basin, right, in eastern Colorado. We're hearing from the high levels of the state, would you all consider rural versus urban?
Matt Lepore mentioned draft rules regarding flow line mapping, inactive lines, and how to handle abandoned lines.
The draft proposed rules make removal of abandoned flow lines the default position. So with some exceptions, operators are obligated to remove abandoned flow lines rather than leave them in place, which has always been allowed in the past.
Lepore wants the commissioners to consider variations on the exceptions.
And the first one would be to ask the commission to carve out completely from the removal requirement produced water flow lines.
He added that there are a lot of produced water flow lines on the western slope, and removal could cause problems, including environmental impacts.
Does the county want to suggest to the staff that the removal requirement should not apply to produced water flow lines under any circumstances?
The next consideration had to do with whether local governments have first dibs on determining if flow lines should be removed or abandoned in place.
I will tell you that I think there would be pushback from the staff on that. They would likely argue that it is their obligation to set the floor for what they feel is required to protect public health, safety, welfare, and the environment, and that that is not something that they're willing to delegate entirely to local governments.
Lepore said that a rural approach to the rules might work for abandoning lines in place, but that portions of the lines would have to be removed.
We want to eliminate any possibility that somebody inadvertently taps into that line in the future, not realizing, you know, that it is not connected to anything at the other end. That, unfortunately, is the circumstance that occurred in Firestone that contributed to that accident.
He also covered the exceptions provided by COGCC staff and answered questions from commissioners. Commissioner Tom Jankowski voiced concern about the rural versus urban approach to the rulemakings.
Garfield County has 60,000 residents, and in some situations, especially with CDOT grants and so forth, we're not considered rural because we have more than 50,000 residents. And so I'd sure like to make sure that that definition of rural takes into consideration Garfield County.
Ann Cardo, also of Adamantine Energy, gave an update on the Western Slope Alliance led by Garfield County. Jankowski suggested she contact special tax districts such as fire departments, schools, and libraries.
I just don't think COGCC, the governor, have any idea of the depth of when they start to hurt this industry, the depth that will go into loss of revenues and loss of services for governments.
The next COGCC rulemaking hearings are in late November. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.